What would your life be like if you chose to get up every day, not just declaring, but knowing you are blessed?
Hi, I'm Narissa Golden, host of the Fearless One podcast. I'm an author, strategist, mom, entrepreneur, and lover of Jesus Christ. I get a kick out of helping my friends and clients unlock the value in their gifts and business. And for the next few minutes, I want to encourage you to do the same. Let's go.
Hello, Fearless One. Welcome back to Fearless One with Narissa Golden. Thank you for all the incredible feedback on the first two episodes. It really means a lot to know these conversations are resonating with you. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you'd subscribe, leave a comment, and share it with someone. These small actions tell the platforms these conversations matter and help more people to discover them. Today, let's talk about living blessed now. In Genesis 1:28, the first part of the verse says, "And God blessed them." That is our default state, blessed. To be blessed is to be the object of God's favor. Doesn't that sound amazing? Over the years, you might say hello to someone who is a Christian and you ask them, "How are you?" And their response is, "I'm blessed." I've got to say, it often comes off as an automatic response and not a living, breathing reality. I want you to know today that it is your living, breathing reality that God says that every day you are the object of His favor. He is looking for ways to bless you. You can't earn His favor. You can reject it and deny its reality, but it is still yours to access at any time. So why is it that most of us don't live life from a state of blessed and favored? What happened to make us operate from any other position than that of God's favorite? When we are unaware of who we are, whose we are, then our identity becomes framed by our culture, our circumstances, our mistakes, and from the outside. Before Adam and Eve ever planted a garden, before they named an animal, before they fulfilled a single assignment, God blessed them. Blessing wasn't the prize, it was the starting point. And that remains the same for us today. But Adam and Eve chose to believe the enemy's lie that God was withholding something from them, a lie that took them outside of their true identity of blessed, loved, provided for, and protected. We being born into a world which desires to give us our identity can be fooled into believing that being blessed isn't part of our inheritance. But I want to tell you that it is. I love the story of Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 9. Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan, the grandson of Saul, the first king of Israel. Jonathan was David's best friend from childhood. But after he and his father, King Saul, were killed, David mourned and lamented that there were no family left he could show favor to. Mephibosheth wasn't born a pauper, he was born a prince. However, after the death of his father and grandfather, his nanny was attempting to run away with him, and the 5-year-old boy was dropped, and somehow both his legs were crushed. He was taken into hiding in a town called Lodabar, the place of no pasture. This prince spent his life in hiding, dreading the day that King David would discover him and kill him. He lived in poverty and fear. He had no idea that David was mourning his friend and wished to find someone of his lineage that he could bless. Once David discovers that he is still alive, he asks for Mephibosheth to be brought to him, and he restores all the lands and property that was his father's and grandfather's, and invites him to sit at his table for the rest of his life. We were all in a similar state like Mephibosheth. We have been living unaware that we are royalty and that the king desires for us to sit at his table. We stay in hiding. We hide our gifts, our dreams, and our callings. We do just enough to survive, but not enough to be discovered. But I am glad that just as Ziba, who was a servant of King Saul, was ready to advocate for Mephibosheth and call his name before King David, so does Jesus call our name and has advocated for us. Jesus paid the price to restore us to our identity of blessed, and he continues to sit at the right hand of the throne, calling your name as a blessed child of the Most High. Psalms 23 tells us, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Some of us have spent years living in Lodabar, a place that had no green pastures. We have been in want emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, believing that our circumstances have changed who we are, never knowing that there is a place where we can want for nothing. But God has never forgotten whose we are, and He is calling us to return to living blessed now.
Hey, Fearless One, this is Narissa Golden. I know you already have a copy of my book, Live Fearless, a Christian entrepreneur's guide to life and business on your bookshelf or on your Kindle, but you haven't cracked it open yet. I want to encourage you to do that. Read it a little at a time and work through the reflection questions at the end of each chapter. If you don't have a copy, be sure to get yours in the format you prefer at Amazon.com.
Whatever your opinion of royalty or of Prince Harry, one thing became very clear when he stepped away from being a working royal. His relationship with the institution changed. Certain privileges changed. Certain responsibilities changed. He didn't stop being a prince, but he became responsible for his own protection and provision. Many of us have done the same thing. Some may never have known they are blessed and entitled to access all that their Creator has made, and others have intentionally walked away, choosing instead to live a life working to provide for themselves, trying to prove their worth, and striving to protect themselves and those they care about. When we live unaware of how God sees us, we don't stop being loved by Him, but we can live way beneath our status and privilege. Living blessed doesn't mean life is easy. It doesn't mean there won't be grief. It doesn't mean there won't be setbacks. It means your circumstances never get the final vote on your identity. Your bank account, your postcode, your childhood, nor a bad diagnosis can define who you are. God's declaration does. Galatians 3:29, if you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's offspring and heirs according to the promise. That promise declares that Abraham was blessed and all his descendants will be blessed so that all the families of the earth would be blessed. Genesis 12 verses 1 to 3. Fearless One, you don't have to wait until next week to believe you're blessed. You don't have to wait until the promotion or the business succeeds or the marriage comes or the healing happens. You can agree with God today. As you are listening to this, I want to invite you to get out a piece of paper or make a note in your phone. Ask God, how do you see me? Listen for His response. If you don't hear anything, I invite you to linger a bit longer. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring to your memory the area of unforgiveness or anger you have not dealt with. Be ready to release it and receive God's forgiveness in that area. Write down what comes to mind as He answers your question of how do you see me? Don't stop there. Ask Him, what do you want me to do? I have found that sometimes the first response I get is a loud negative voice. My own belief system. My fears coming to the surface as if to say, don't believe you are anything other than a scaredy cat or incompetent. Know that God will never call you anything other than what His word already calls you. He calls you blessed, His beloved. He will share an identity with you that you can find backed up in His word. In episode 2, when I mentioned that I heard that clear statement that I was an encourager, it settled with me and I immediately went to the Bible to research the gift of encouragement and read up on Barnabas, whose name means encourager. If negative words are rising to the surface, I want you to declare that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God calls you beautiful and beloved. I want you to find the opposite of that negative word. If you hear you are a failure, then know that success is your true identity. If you hear unlovable, then know that loving, lovable, beloved are the truth. Go ahead and write down those negative words and then counter them with the opposite, which is the truth. Speak out loud and tell yourself you are beloved, you are blessed, you are successful, you are capable. And then pray into that word to seal it. Lord, I denounce these negative words, these lies that often come to the surface when I seek to know you more and seek your identity for me. I know that I am your beloved child. Before I was even born, you declared I was blessed. I don't have to earn it or deserve it. It is a statement of fact that is written in the heavenlies. I claim my right as your beloved and blessed child. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me leave you with this question. What would change in your decisions, your relationships, and your work if you truly believed you are already living from God's blessing instead of trying to earn it. You are absolutely His favorite. Live fearless.
Thank you for listening to Fearless One with Nerissa Golden. If this episode has inspired you to take action or encouraged you to pursue your own fearless journey, please leave me a comment wherever you are listening. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of future episodes and share it with someone you know.